Gosh, John, I forget how good you are at karate. That's incredible.
I know, man. I mean, it's all about the right belt.
It is. Timing, you know? Or your leather belt.
Exactly.
I feel like maybe, is that not, that's what you meant?
Not really, okay. But speaking of, Dave, wow, I'm just going to try to transition to save you. Finally, Dave.
Yeah.
Warm spring days are arriving.
Oh,
am I right?
Isn't it great? You know what? I need a new pair of shades that I don't have to baby. Do you know what I'm saying, John? I don't want to take care of them. Let me put them on, take them off, and not have to worry about
them. Hey, Dave, I know exactly
what you mean. Sorry, I didn't mean to rant.
Knock around is the solution. They've been making high-quality shades that don't break the bank since 2005.
Oh, wow.
And they've actually been my personal go-tos for years.
Oh, yeah. I love Knock Around, John. They have over 20 different frame styles, so there's something for everyone, including tons of kids' pairs.
That's right. So whether you're looking to rep your favorite sports teams, you know, like you're a sports guy, spend some relaxation time in the yard, or cruise down Broadway with the windows down like Dave does all the time.
All the time.
Every Tuesday and Thursday and Saturday. Knock Around, that's what you need.
Yeah. All of their lenses have UV 400 protection, which is basically like sunscreen for your eyes, which, by the way, I've tried that and it hurts. Use the sunglasses, everybody. With polarized adult pairs starting at $28, you can get a few pairs to leave in your car, toss in your beach bag, or lend to a friend in need.
Dave, that is such a good price that I might buy a pair just to intentionally lose them.
I don't love that logic, John, but
I know,
you do have a history of misplacement. It's Knock Around.
Don't fight me because of the karate stuff.
But it could be perfect for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So, Dadville fans, don't squint through family beach days or trips to the park. Check out knockaround.com and use the promo code DADVILLE15 for 15% off your order.
That's DADVILLE15 for 15% off your order at knockaround.com.
Hey guys, this is John McLaughlin.
And this is Dave Barnes.
And welcome to Dadville. Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
Today's episode, this wonderful episode, has two of the most attractive guests we'll ever have on the show.
Yeah.
Bar none.
Yeah, bar none. And we've had some really attractive guests.
Extremely.
I mean, we've talked about Drew Holcomb's beard.
It's a source of power.
Miles Adcock's white teeth. My goodness.
You could tan on those things. Just lay out right on
you. Look tan next to him.
Yeah, touche.
No matter your...
Yeah.
If you're Irish...
Yep. I was in. I literally was in wherever that was going.
That was it.
I was curious.
No, that's it.
I want to know if I'm Irish. What?
I'm just... Every now and then, because my family's Scottish, I'll just say...
It's a dig.
If you're Irish...
Die, die, die. And then everybody goes to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, we were really excited about doing Dadville, but one thing we wanted to keep in mind as we did it is it's not just for dads. We talk about that during the episodes.
Yeah.
And we want women, kids, the president, really anything.
There are all kinds of chiefs of staffs.
Yeah, chiefs of staff. Oh, you have to double plural.
Do you do both?
I don't know, but
it's probably chiefs of staff. It's probably one of those things that sounds wrong.
But there's
like
more than one staff.
Attorneys general.
Staves. Is it a V when it goes plural? Staves.
Staves.
Staves. Chiefs of staves.
Chiefs of staves.
Which I'd buy that record. But, you know, we wanted to have our wives on to talk to them about, yeah, just like what it's like being married to us, but also being getting a mom's perspective. Because you know what we need in Dadville?
Mom.
Boom. Well, I was going to say, that guy, should be mom. This got really Freudian really quick, John. We need to talk. Are you okay?
Mom?
You were so sincere. But it was really, really fun. We had a good time. And, you know, I think one of the things that's so fun about an interview like this is that it's so... I mean, these are the two people in the world that know us the best.
Yeah.
So the sense of... how well they know us and we know them and what we can talk about because of that is really unique, you know, adds a different color.
So without further ado, you enjoy your time here in Dadville.
So this is a special episode of Dadville where we're temporarily turning it into Momville. Amy's already sweating. You did sort of dress for the Arctic over there.
Well, it's freezing outside.
You okay?
Yeah.
You feel good? You're ready. I'm not going to ask what's in that cup.
I might have.
Can I just say that when, like, our very first conversation about actually doing a podcast called Dadville, this was, like, one of our first thoughts is, we should have our wives on.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
It is. It's true. So we do have our wives. Babe, you want to introduce yourself?
Annie.
Annie, that's my wife. That's Dave's wife. And then...
Amy.
Oh, that's going to be real fun for everybody. Anyway, Annie.
Yeah.
So many times that you introduce yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
Yourselves.
All the time. They think Amy?
Yes.
Oh. If I'm like at a restaurant, they're like, what? What's the name? I'm like, Annie. And they're like, Amy?
Well, I think your accent has downgraded since you've moved here. Because when you moved here, it was more Annie. And people would be like, Annie. Amy. And she'd be like, no, Annie.
Annie.
No, it's Annie.
Annie. No, my name's Annie. But it's not bad anymore. But there was a while, like a good chunk of years where, mm-hmm. like Starbucks, you get the Amy cup.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's mm-hmm. so special.
Yeah, it is.
And look at us now.
Look at you now. But yeah, so we've been excited about this, having the gals on, having the better halves.
And we're so excited about Dadville.
You guys.
Well, stop.
We are.
Stop it.
I will say this though, like when y'all decided to do it and started like toying around with the idea of starting this podcast, I am not kidding. I literally said to Dave, and then I went over to John and Amy's house and said to John, I can't think of two guys that I know that would be better for a podcast about being dads than y'all. Because y'all are like the best dads I know.
She did say that.
Okay, we're done.
I remember
Thank
that.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
I'm just going to loop that for 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's going to be my ringtone.
But I'm going to cut you out of it.
I was going to say, I was going to cut you out. You're going to have to, you're going to ask Amy to read it off the paper in her voice. Chilly guy.
And I was kind of like, really, guys? Just joking.
See, and I just cut that out. It's fine. Yeah. You can say how you really feel. Part of the reason why I'm excited is because anytime I'm doing an interview and someone asks me a question, I wish Amy were there because I always want to know. Like, I have my answer, but I also want your answer because inevitably I'll get home and or you'll hear the interview and you'll be like, well, what about this other thing? And I'm like, oh, I should have said that.
Yeah. Our other daughter. Yes.
Like, you want her answer for you or her answer for her?
Well, both. It depends on what the question is. But typically, it's someone's asking something about me or whatever.
Yeah.
And
some experience.
Yeah. And I just feel like Amy has a more maybe accurate or more
probably
interesting
more.
Just better. Or altogether
in my case,
better.
More, yeah, accurate 1,000% for me. Annie, not. I can't be asked a question when Annie is with me that I'm not usually wrong and genuinely so. Not, I don't mean that as a rip on Annie. Like, she'd be like, what time did y'all head over to the thing? I'm like, 4. Annie's like, 5:30. I'm like, that was 5:30. Did you mean Eastern or?
Doesn't that make you worried about like your life in general?
If I'm still long enough, I'll tell you what I do think about, no joke so much, is if I ever wrote an autobiography, it would be. Like, you know how, was it Brian, who was the, Brian Jennings?
Oh, Brian Williams.
Brian Williams, right?
Yeah.
Who got
yeah.
busted, this the oh, anchor, yeah. because he misremembered this mm-hmm. memory.
Yeah, if his wife had been with him.
She would have been like, you were not on that helicopter.
No, you actually weren't on that helicopter, yeah. sweetie.
But you and I laughed about this, John, like, right after that, because you listened to, I remember you telling me you listened to a podcast about that and how like how easy that is to actually do.
Yeah,
like,
it was Malcolm Gladwell's podcast. He talks about how everyone does it.
He's a new guy coming out with some new stuff. But Malcolm's great.
Yeah, we're trying to help him out by mentioning him.
We'll probably have him on just as a boost to his podcast. Yeah. But I could see myself in an interview where someone's like, we're going to do the story of your life. And Annie would have to sit and fact check. She would have to because I would say, you know, we had him in 2011, and he was so, I mean, it would be.
Yeah, I would write some chapter about how meaningful it was, my neighbor, Gary, and just, we would have these talks over the fence, and then Amy'd be like, you
that
know,
was
his name was Henry.
And that was Home Improvement.
You're just remembering Tim and his neighbor.
Yeah,
but I really connected with that show. But it does, like, in a light way, it makes me a little bit gun-shy in every situation I'm in.
Yeah,
like
me too.
I can't, if I'm on the road and I need to pick out shoes or something for, like, a show, I don't feel like I have any control or any power to pick out cool shoes.
You do.
I need Amy there with me.
Not a dude. No, I've get that. I died. I mean, Amy, you can attest this. I died that death probably a decade ago. I mean, we've gotten now where if we especially hang out with our cool friends like y'all, I get really insecure about my outfits. And so I will literally say, and it's just slowly over time I've died on more of those hills to where now I just go point. And she's like, this shirt, those pants, and these shoes. I'm like, thank you. And I'll put them on.
You and Sam are at the same level of communication. Listen,
and he'll have a triumph and a death too within his life.
When was your peak?
I never had. See, the sad thing about mine is it was never a peak.
Because it was warts until me, probably.
It kind of was. That's actually fair. Warts was definitely my introduction into style.
Yeah.
And he's warts a stylish is super guy. Dialed in.
Just the other day, I was the sweatshirt that I'm wearing right now that I've been wearing, I think, for the last 4 days. Yeah. I told Amy, like, I know this is cool because you bought this for me, so I just trust. But I feel like I'm wearing one of your sweatshirts. And Amy was like, no, that's a cool sweatshirt, babe. Wurtz would wear that.
And you were
he's become like a reference point.
Yeah.
So.
Doesn't it look girly? That's a gray sweatshirt.
He should be a reference point.
Yeah. I mean, he's definitely.
He deserves it.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I will say this as a last thought to that. I always laugh because I'm like, the good and the bad of me is that you can look at me over three different decades of clothing and be like, man, he was always looking like that. And sometimes it's going to be great. Sometimes I'll take a dip. There'll be a valley, but I'll rise back up again.
Right.
And the thing about stylish people is when they go out of style, they go hard out of style.
Yeah.
And they may look amazing for a few months or a year. And then when they sort of, there's going to be times you're like, God, can you believe you thought that was cool? Mm. Whereas me, it's like, obviously you thought that was cool because you wore it for three decades.
Right.
But man, when it looked good, it looked great.
Their time hop is way more interesting than yours.
Mine, it's like, oh yeah, that same shirt.
Yeah.
It's like, I literally, I think one time. I'm like 2 years ago and I was wearing the same outfit. Like I was sitting looking
you're
at
like, your time hop is messed up.
I was like, dude, this is 2 years. Oh my God, this is the same shirt and pants. I was like, whoopsie.
Well, that would be a classic piece.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do feel like we have more of a timeless
So
look.
Let's start out. Let's dive deep here. Okay. Let's start out with most embarrassing moment as a parent.
I mean, the only one that I'm thinking of right now is the coffee, but that's not like.
Oh, Miss Sylvester.
Yeah.
So she brings in.
But I'm saying that's not like a.
Well, let's see how well I tell the story.
Oh, okay. Want to tell mine.
Maybe I can.
And then I tell yours.
This is your story.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
But
tell it really well.
Yeah.
Because you're right. On paper, it's not.
Embellish the story.
It's not that embarrassing.
At your freedom.
So really embellish it.
No, I don't want to say it.
So Amy's the room mom for Luca's kindergarten class, which means.
I have to suck up to the teacher a lot, and I love it.
You love Miss Sylvester.
I
love
her.
You bring her coffees.
On Tuesdays. On Tuesdays, I go to the library. So on my way to the library, I bring her a coffee.
Yeah.
I now know she likes lattes, so this is great.
I love this story.
I go to Frothy, and I'm going to get her a latte, and I'm going to get me something. And then I go, and I'm so happy. I love this time. But she's not there that day, so I'm like, I'm just going to leave it there, a little note. Have a good day, whatever.
What a good room mom I am.
Right.
Crushing the room.
Yes. Just loving on her so hard.
Don't worry that lattes are way more expensive than drip.
Right.
It's not about the money.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
They don't make a lot, those teachers.
Make a latte.
Ooh.
I'm just here to help. Go ahead.
So then I had to leave a little earlier. So I go back out to the car at like 2:30. So I brought it there at 1:00. Go into the car. I'm like getting situated, put something like my coffee down, realize her latte is in the car. I had taken my previous coffee from earlier that morning or two days ago.
Who knows?
At any given time, there's always an old frothy coffee in our car.
So I
was like half drunk,
cold black coffee. I had taken her, put it on her desk. I was like,
let's be honest, in Australia, that's a death threat.
I was going to say, that's kind of a hate crime.
You got it. Right, a hit has been put out on you. Here's a warning, coffee.
So I was like, oh my gosh, I got to run. Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. Oh my gosh. She wasn't in there. So then I'm like writing this long note. Like,
I could see you. It's not just a note. It's turned into an epistle.
What? Yeah.
Like,
what?
First, let's talk about how beautiful you are. Second of all, you're so good with the children. You don't even need coffee. What are we? You're so astute. You're so alert.
I should have brought money. I'm so sorry.
So then, you just leave cash on her desk.
So, but she was so sweet and like, I didn't even have a chance to take a drink. I didn't
know.
Like,
you know, she vomit did. Bag you have no, that was for the kids.
And I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. And she was so sweet. But I felt like an idiot.
Oh, I know my most embarrassing moment. Well, this isn't really as a parent because I don't think we had kids yet.
Oh.
But it has to do with children and other parents.
I like that. I like that.
I think that
so this is a great example of when I go to someplace by myself.
Oh my gosh,
Amy,
I know what you're going to say.
I feel so vulnerable. Like, I'm horrible at knowing who's married to who again, and like whose kids belong to who, who's pregnant, who's not.
Yeah, is a kid married to a parent?
I don't know. You know, this is, we were in rural Indiana at the time, so. So anyway, so there's this get together at a friend of ours. Amy can't come for whatever reason, but I go, and we're sitting, it's like in this backyard. I sit down on this blanket, and I'm chatting with, there are these two moms and a couple kids.
I mean, a dear friend of mine from college. Like,
yeah, these aren't people that we sort of know. Like, we...
Dear friend.
We know them.
Well.
Keep saying that, Amy.
And their little girl was sitting on the blanket right there. And she had this, like, long hair. She's so cute, this little girl.
So cute.
So cute. And so we're chatting. And I was like, you know, pointing to their little girl, I'm like, you know who she reminds me of? Because I'm thinking she reminds me of some celebrity or something. I was like, you know who she reminds me of? And then the mom's friend, who's another dear friend of ours, was like, her? And pointing to the little girl. I was like, yeah. You know who she reminds me of? And again, she's like, you mean her? And I'm like, what is your problem? Yes, the only little girl right in front of us. And she's like, this is their son, Owen.
Oh.
No.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. What? You know, and it's this.
How do you get out of that?
So awkward. I don't even, I've blocked it out of my memory.
And they're so sweet. Like, they're we are going to cut his hair. We're going to cut his hair. It's too long anyway.
His hair was beautiful. Yeah. Like, long, beautiful hair. So I went home. I told Amy. She's mortified.
She's like, I'm getting in the car. You stay here. I'll be back in an hour. I will fix this.
Yes. The next day.
They cut his
hair. They cut all his hair off.
This has nothing to do with being a parent, but I gave Annie the same Christmas gift 2 years in a row.
Birthday gift.
Really? Same exact thing.
No, like three of them.
Okay, back down a little bit. Edit that out.
Three.
The problem that we have, and I did good this Christmas, right?
Yeah, you did great.
This Christmas, I
I'll edit
this,
out that hesitation. We'll make that good, so fast.
Would you just actually add this?
You did. Thanks so much. You're the best and so handsome.
Is that what I sound like?
It's a grand. It's you in 30 years. But literally, we the best way for my Neanderthal brain was to start a Pinterest page for her.
Smart.
So it'd be like, hey, here's all the
stuff
she wants.
I feel like that's so smart.
Well, it's smart until you forget to delete things that you bought, which, yes, sure. I did.
Yeah.
So literally, she is sitting there and she's like, oh, I've got these gifts. I've got, you know, it's probably 200 or 300 gifts or whatever. Right. So she's getting through this thing in 2 hours. So like, she gets this one, she opens it, and she just starts laughing immediately. And I'm like, that's a weird response to a sweater.
But some people laugh when they're so
in love. It was a denim shirt.
It's a denim shirt. So literally, she just, and sweet Annie does it. She was really sweet about it. She goes, you know, and she's like giggling, and I'm like, what? She's like, you gave this to me last year. And I was like, well, it's because I love it. You got a backup now. This is like Steve Jobs. You know, you don't have to think about it anymore. Just throw it on. You got your outfit.
What would have been horrible is like if the year before it was an extra small.
Oh, yeah. This year it was like a medium small.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just in case. Look, now eat all the brownies you want, babe. Eat all the brownies you want.
So y'all haven't entered the tooth fairy world
right
yet?
Oh, this is, yeah, that's good.
Well, we had a thing before kids, but they're going.
Isn't that how they got here?
Johnny.
Wait, what do you mean by tooth fairy?
So Ben lost his first tooth. And, you know, of course, I'm like, you hear stories of like parents dropping the ball. I'm thinking like, well, my first thought, honestly, is oh, we're going to be the ones that drop the ball, too. Because if it's a normal thing, we're definitely going to do mm-hmm. it. But he puts his tooth under his pillow. And then Dave and I have a conversation that night about, do we leave the tooth? Do we take the tooth? We weren't sure how the tooth fairy works, you know?
Right. Yeah, we this know. Is good that we're talking about
this. Do we take
this?
The tooth and leave the money? Do we leave the tooth? Like, and unbeknownst to us, Ben had a very clear understanding of how the tooth fairy
the mechanics
worked.
Of the tooth fairy.
But we didn't know that the way that the tooth fairy worked for him. And so we ended up leaving the tooth and giving the money.
No, wait, no, no, no. We no, missed we the first night. We totally forgot the first night. And yeah. he came down and was like, hey, the tooth fairy didn't come. We were like, what? What? Oh my God.
Did you deadbolt the front door, Annie?
Dadgummit. He's a slacker. It's a slacker. Is a slacker.
So we.
And he bought it?
Like, maybe the second.
Yeah, I mean, he was kind of like.
He was fine with it. He was like, yeah, the tooth fairy didn't come
busy.
Last night. Like, we're like, oh, shoot.
Maybe tonight.
Tomorrow. Yeah. So anyway, whatever happened, we left the tooth. Or we took the tooth, and then he was really confused by us not leaving the tooth. And then I ended up losing the tooth.
Yeah.
So I don't even know where Ben's tooth is. I mean, he's lost two now. I don't know where either one of them are. But I changed the way I did the tooth fairy, the second tooth.
Yeah, so he's definitely
he's definitely, he's screwed.
He's like, well, I thought she left the tooth. And you're like, what? Yeah, no, yes. Yeah. I wonder what happens tonight with that, maybe. And then it's like, we couldn't find the tooth to replace it. It was like, I was trying to pull one of mine out just in an act of nervousness.
Didn't we have, I don't know if we knew of these people, like actually knew them personally or just heard about it, but
yeah, I think it was.
There was some kid
Hillary
who,
and Joel.
Oh, it was. So mm-hmm. some friends of ours who their daughter or their son had left their tooth under their pillow for like a week.
And didn't tell them that they lost.
The tooth fairy.
Didn't tell them.
Oh my gosh, that's genius.
And he was like,
there's no
tooth fairy. I don't believe in the tooth fairy.
Yeah.
When both of y'all had kids, I remember this way with Annie very clearly. We were talking about this with you and John, Amy. It felt like we went from not having a kid, you know, not really knowing much about it, to having this kid and John will attest this, as we've talked about, it felt like both of y'all knew exactly what to do. Like there was just this understanding of like, we got the kid, here's how this works. As the husband. Am I right, John?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
It was like Amy was, she had like transformed into a new
yeah, that's exactly
like mode of being.
Yeah.
You know, she was so like focused and
well,
connected.
It was like Ben would cough. She'd be like, that's a hunger cough. I was like, that's not even a thing. She's like, what?
It's Hunger Games.
I was like, oh my gosh, look at him. He was so hungry. Like, how do y'all remember that mm-hmm. time?
I don't remember it very well because I was so tired.
Yeah.
The very beginning.
Yeah.
Of Ben anyway.
Yeah. But do you remember feeling like, oh, I kind of know what I'm doing? Or this is pretty instinctual.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was saying earlier that I felt very... like I always wanted to be a mom. I dreamt of being a mom. I loved babies. I always wanted to babysit. I was like, this is it. This is what I want to do. I'm glad we waited 6 years though. Like it was such a special time. It just felt like so thankful that it happened easily and all that. But as soon as I got pregnant, it was like, oh, I do not like being pregnant. This is not what I thought. I don't like this. As soon as the baby comes, the birthing is not how I thought it was going to go. Like the C-section, it just wasn't what I was like, oh, this is not.
Which Amy pushed for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Once it was time to push, mm-hmm. which it had been like hours and hours, then it's time to push. You push for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Then they give you, you're like, give me an epidural because Luca wasn't moving. Give me
coming down
epidural.
The stations.
Yeah, like coming down the stations.
Oh, stations.
And
VP.
Then you push for another 2 hours. Mm-hmm. I mean, just she's been like in labor mm-hmm. all day.
I can't imagine.
And then finally has to do a C-section. Mm-hmm.
I knew that could happen. I was a C-section baby. I wasn't like anti C-section. I'm not one of those who don't feel like I actually gave birth because of that. Like, I knew that's just how it could happen.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like seeing your baby for the first time. All of that, like, oh, it does feel so right. Like, this is how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But it was so hard. Like, that's just what I remember of those. It's all I wanted. And yet it was so hard. The breastfeeding, the sleeping, like, I just was like, oh, this is, I mean, I remember saying to my friends, like, no one told me it was this hard.
But it was, it's different than like,
we do tell you, but you don't know.
Well, I feel like no one told me it was this hard is different. You mean that differently. I feel like you mean like the, I wasn't even thinking of these things would be hard. I knew like this would be hard or whatever. Like
the
birth would be hard.
Pushing it out would be hard. And
I had no idea that, you know, the breastfeeding would be so hard. Like, I didn't know anything about that stuff.
It was so hard for him.
You know, it's funny. I remember the beginning, like with Luca. It was, I say this all the time, like the first month after Luca was born was the best month of my life.
Really?
I loved it. It was like, we were in Indiana. She was born in December. So we were like,
indoors.
It was Christmas time. The hospital had an indoor facility for birth.
We were so thankful for that.
We were so grateful.
2,000 years ago, not the truth.
No.
That wasn't
not
the case.
The truth. Nor was Indianapolis as a place, but that's
right.
That's
right. But I remember it as being like, the house is so quiet. We were snowed in for a while, which is awesome. The people were bringing us meals, as they do after you have your baby.
Which we were just saying, Annie, how great that was.
Yeah, like Christmas time. We would just like, I had nothing, I didn't have any shows or anything for like 2 months. So I had nothing to like, you know, get my sleep for. So I didn't care if Luca was up in the middle of the night and I could take her down and lay on the couch. So all of that for me was awesome. Amy, it's the worst month of her life.
Yeah. I mean,
or maybe the month after Liv. The month after Liv was the worst.
I mean, they were
hardest
just
month of my life.
They were both just really hard.
Really hard.
Yeah.
Births.
I mean, it's like you want to enjoy all this. Like, this is my baby girl. I'm like, I've dreamt of you. Like, this is what I wanted. But it was like, oh my gosh, it hurts to breastfeed. I didn't know it was going to hurt to breastfeed. Yeah. And I remember telling my mom, like, I don't want you to stay the night with us. I just want it, like, when we get home from the hospital, I just want it to be the three of us. I'm picturing a fire going. We're, like, just staring at her, like, eating soup. I just had this vision of eating soup by the fire, and we're just
feeding each other.
Yeah. I mean, I was. Like, okay, you hold her now, then I hold her, and then... I mean, I just had, and then I, on the way home from the hospital, I'm like, you have to come and stay the night.
Will you feed John soup? He wants someone to feed him soup.
I can't
feed him soup, Mom. I will not feed him soup.
But my mom, for some reason, couldn't. And so Tammy came and stayed with us the two nights, and she was great and so helpful. But I just remember like, it's not what I thought.
I remember, I mean, Annie and I, Ben was what, like 2 or 3 weeks old when Tolls came over and brought us that food. I remember, this is one of the most succinct memories I have. Like, we were entering like the really hard, like he's the witching hour was gnarly with Ben. Like in the afternoon, he would like 4 to 5 or so, he would just like cry. And I had like every trick I knew. I had like strung up things in the house to hang him like in his little thing and move it in a certain way, because I thought that's how. And I just remember, like, I was like, this was a terrible decision. Mm-hmm. And I'm like you. That's the humor of our marriage. Like, I was like you. Mm-hmm. I kept kids growing up. I babysat. Like, I love kids.
Right.
So I was like, this is going to be the best. And I just remember thinking, this was a mistake. People have lied to us. Everybody that ever had kids lied to us.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a joke.
Right.
Like, and now we're in on the joke.
Right.
It's like, ha, 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 now you had him. Then this sucked. Right. You know. And I just remember she came in and she was pregnant with their third, with Peter. And she was like, how's everybody doing? And I literally looked at her. I was like, we're not good. And she was like, okay. And I was like, why would you do that again? You're doing this for a third time. And I was sincere. I said, I don't understand why you're having another child. This is terrible. And she was like, I remember that. And I was like, then why are you doing this again? She's like, I know you don't believe me, but it gets better. And I was like, no, it doesn't. I've lost hope. Mm-hmm. I'm going to live in the basement.
Right.
I don't care what happens in life. And I remember thinking, why would you, I was so sincere. Like, why would you do this again? Yeah.
And then I remember late that night, she left a baby doll on our front porch that was wrapped up in the miracle blanket. And she was like, she left a little note. You need this miracle blanket. And I'm leaving you the doll so you can see how it works.
Aww. The game changer.
That's so sweet. Oh, that's
like
sweet.
Texted
was that
us
the
and
thing
said
that you guys gave to us?
You let us borrow
maybe,
it.
Yeah. Because it was like, it's just like a swaddle blanket.
Yeah. It had like the strap. It was the straight, a straight jacket.
The straight jacket. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really
for
did
for newborn
help
babies.
Oh, yeah. For a straight jacket. Our baby was crazy though. That was for sure.
It's true. Oh. All right. That's it.
Oh, you know what? No, that's what I was going to ask y'all this. What are the things you feel like you didn't know? Like you really didn't, you know, you had a grasp to your point about like, oh, it's going to be hard and whatever. Mm-hmm. But what are you like? Oh, I did not. Mm-hmm. This was not a part of my expectations in any way. Mm-hmm. And it can be, I'll broaden that to even now. So this doesn't mean like infants.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be the first month.
Well, I'll just say, I mean, the breastfeeding, I did not know it was going to be that hard. I just thought that's what you did.
It's all there. It's going
to
work.
Yeah. I didn't, you know, there was so much she like dropped below her weight.
Oh yeah.
We had to do this thing.
Syringe.
We had like a syringe and Amy would have to like pump extra and then we freeze that. And
but
then,
you're not even making milk at that point. You're just making the, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
The golden stuff.
Mm-hmm. And then we had this syringe with like this little
tube.
And so when Luca would feed, I would try to like
feed this tube
in and then you would slowly give her this extra like 5 ounces.
It's crazy.
That would inevitably, like we would spill it sometimes.
Like
how much was it? Oh, 5 like milliliters.
Yeah, like.
Yeah. It was tiny.
Yeah. Everything is different than, like it's so much harder than I thought and so much better than I thought. And everyone says that, but you don't know it until you're in it. You just don't know all of that love and hardness at the same moment.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's what I feel like, you know, marriage, people sometimes say that about marriage and I feel like I haven't felt that. It's, you know, like that, those two, like it's so hard, but it's so good.
Yeah, I guess that balances out.
As in, it's. I feel like it's easy, and you're easy to be married to,
right.
And it's I love it, and this is like, just I've never known so much love, and then so much heart.
Yeah, I feel like that's probably why everyone feels this way when they become a parent for the first time. They have that feeling of like, no one told me.
Yeah,
because you can't really.
Can't explain
you like you try, you stammer and then everyone ends up just saying like, I don't know, it's like harder than I thought and better than I thought, and that's like the only answer that you can give because you just can't put it into words, you know.
Yeah, the two things that I feel like surprised me the most, I'm just sitting here thinking about what comes to the top of my head, but one thing that really surprised me was I always thought that boys would make a bigger mess when they started potty training than girls. And I feel like it was the opposite for us. Hmm. Like, Xana would pee outside of the potty all the time.
Because she...
Yeah.
You can, we'll edit that. Yeah.
Maybe get a video of me.
Yeah.
We'll do like one of those like rewind things.
But in my mind, I was just thinking of like little boys peeing all over the walls and stuff.
We don't do that until we're older.
I was going to say that her only reference was how I actively pee now. So,
that was surprising. And then another thing that was like really surprising for me was how hard Ben's first school project was for me. Because I didn't ever consider how much I wanted it to look good.
Yeah.
And how he, as a 5-year-old, didn't care really what it looks like. And so
that's so good.
That was like a really sort of like challenging moment for me of like realizing I need to work on letting go and letting him do it and not try to like control even how his school projects look.
It did look really good, though.
That was hard.
But you did a good job with that. I mean, I feel like you noticed that pretty quickly.
I know. And how great that you noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was a pretty humorous moment in our marriage of me sort of watching a few feet away as you were like hovering over with your arms behind your back. Like, oh, do you think that's the best place to write that? Because you got the whole lot of room ahead of that. Like, that's going to be the top. You still have a lot of top left. And if you want to go like, up more.
I'd be like, can you practice on this sheet before you actually...
Oh, literally. You know what? Let's write that over here first. No, over here.
That had to take like 15 hours. Because it's so long
He just got like so worn down. He was just like crying. And just, whatever you say, Bob.
Hey, Dadville listeners. We have really enjoyed having some of our mental health professional friends on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. We've learned a lot and really see the importance of taking care of ourselves.
That's why we want to talk about what our friends at BetterHelp are doing.
What interferes with your happiness? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals?
2020 has been the ultimate test of finding happiness. With everything going on with COVID, politics, the disruption of just normal life like touring, playing shows, now more than ever, we need to support our mental health.
That's why BetterHelp is here for you. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist.
Their team has licensed counselors that specialize in areas like depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, anger, and even issues with sleeping and trauma. So anything you share with these professional counselors is absolutely confidential.
So if you're looking for convenient, professional, and affordable counseling, head over to betterhelp.com/dadville. You can start communicating with a professional in under 24 hours.
We want you to start living a happier life today. As a Dadville listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/dadville.
Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Dadville.
We had Stephen James on here. Well, right before we had him, I had just gone to the school with Luca for like a dad's meeting. And all the dads were in the cafeteria. And they took all the kids just right across the street, which is right outside the windows. And they had some teachers and supervisors, and they're just letting the kids play while they had this meeting with the dads. And I told him the whole time I was just like staring out the window, trying to pay attention, but I'm looking at Luca like, is she playing with the other kids? She's not. She's not playing with anybody yet. She's playing with that leaf. Okay. She's
that
still
leaf
playing
kid.
With the leaf.
Leaf Johnson.
And, you know, and he talked a lot about like a lot of, you know, I don't know if he said like most or 90% or whatever of your issues with your kids are just your issues, you know.
Totally.
But it's so hard to not put that on your kid. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. Anyway. Yeah, that's amazing that you've recognized that on his first school project.
Yeah, well, just because it came in pretty hot, it was pretty obvious. Like, oh, this is how this is already happening.
But I feel that Luca has these sight words right now in kindergarten, and you know, you like want her. She's still not getting your. She can't get. She got. She has you. Why can't she do your? It's right. Just you add an R.
Yeah.
You know.
Why can't she just add, Luca? Add the R for the love of Pete. Good night.
For the love of Peter.
Oh.
See?
God, that's good.
Yeah, I can't stop teaching.
Gosh.
I'm curious to know, like, when you recognize that, do you then, like, flip it back and be like, oh, my mom, I can see this is what my mom used to do to me or whatever? Or are you doing it because your mom didn't do that or whatever? Like, are you constantly...
I never, like, really attributed it either way to it. My own experience, as much as I just like have control issues, maybe, and like, you know, want it to look good because I want things that I do to look good,
right?
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's exhibited in her husband, obviously.
Obviously, right. I mean, look at that outfit. I mean, do you?
If
do
you,
you
haven't seen it, wait till tomorrow. And then the next day. And the next day.
I feel like I pretty constantly think of how I am parenting compared to my dad, or like anything that I'm doing that I'm like, my dad would not do this, or my dad would be so proud because I did this or whatever. Are you guys do that, and in what ways are you different?
I don't think about that a lot like that.
You don't.
But I do think my mom would always tell us to include people, make sure someone's included. And so I find myself saying that to Luca a lot.
Yeah.
Or like, who are you playing with? Make sure.
Which is like your number one. I mean, you have a lot of strengths, but that is definitely one of them. Mm. You are in it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I would definitely say agree with that.
But I mean, my mom did. I'm thankful for that she told me that. Look for the person who's sitting by themselves or
like the leaf on the ground.
Yeah. I would be worried about that too, though. If I saw her just playing with a leaf, I'd be like, oh my gosh, she's not gonna have any friends. No one likes her. She doesn't like anyone. I would be thinking that too. But that's me.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'd be, I'm nervous about that.
You've got a lot of your mom's helpfulness and like, I don't know, like her anything to help, you know, like she's pretty, like when she's, even with that poster, I think, like just how it's like, let's get in there and do it. I'm here. Let's do it. You know, I think she's like that too. I'm not saying that clearly, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if she's needed, that's how you are.
Like there's a project that needs help. I can help with that.
This is what I'm trying to say. When she does stuff like that, I feel like she really does it.
Yeah.
Like she's not scared of the energy something's going to take. Mm. She's like, we just do it. And Annie's like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Annie is like that.
Where?
In a good way.
Not so much me. I'm like, how much? It's a lot. It's a whole lot of time.
No, I definitely feel like you're that way. You were like that when we were thinking of moving to Nashville. You're like, okay, this is a project. I'm going to send you guys every new house that goes on the market, you know.
Or like taking them, like I always say, you're so good about finding things to do in the city and you're doing them and, you know. And I'm always like, oh my gosh, Annie, tell me next time something's going on so I can do that. But I feel like you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's
it's
good.
It's a blessing, it's a curse. It's a weight, it's a burden. it's a gift. When y'all think about being moms, kind of dads, we have our own version of this, but like, are there things that you feel like you have to be? Like, be it guilt, be it your expectations, like other people's expectations. Some things funny, some things hard, some things middle. Mm. Like, I mean, especially in the age of the Instagram mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do y'all feel the pressure of that? And if you do, what are those things you feel like, gosh, I need to really be good at this thing right here? Or
I just want to like be present with our kids, like be around and be present. I feel like that's my biggest like driving factor, you know, not necessarily to like take them places or do things with them as much as just like be available. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm great at that, but I don't know. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Are there any like things you feel guilt to do? Do you know what I mean? Like anything out of your periphery, you're like, oh, she does this really well. But it's not something you're like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would.
It's not in your programming.
I would say what we were just talking about. I feel like I'm pretty good at sitting and being with them and holding them and that. But I'm not super good at being proactive about like doing art projects and like, you know, reading before kindergarten and not, and sometimes I'm thinking, should I be doing more projects with them? And if I see someone doing like, oh, they made that homemade Play-Doh and then they've got that glitter and they're making unicorns and, I don't feel like they're trying to rub it in. I it's more like, oh, I've never made Play-Doh and you know.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have taken them to Symphony on the Prairie when the Disney, well, that's not here, but like Disney, you know, things like that where I'm like, oh, I should be more on top of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that's not, I can like tell myself that is not the most important thing or, you know, but I do hope that I am creating some fun memories of.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I am doing that.
Yeah.
I think the intentionality piece of parenting is, to me, the trickiest.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair, because discipline and all that stuff is really tricky, too. But I think, like, trying to be, Annie and I talked about this before this, you know, at the beginning of the year, last week, the whopping last week ago. But just how I do feel like one of my resolutions is to try to be like,
me too.
How can I be ahead of the game on like, what are stuff we can do next week with the kids? What's something, what are little moments that either I can take them and go do something, just me and them, or, cause I feel like there's nothing more easy for me than to just, it's like if life is a lazy river, I'm just on the raft, letting it go where it goes, as opposed to going, well, hold on, like, what are moments that, which Annie is phenomenal
she
at that.
Is.
That's one of your, like, superpowers.
I agree.
But I'm so bad at that, and so I feel like that's really tough. Like,
that's a good pair, though.
It is, yeah. I get to sort of bask in the glory that she creates. But yeah, Annie, you're great at that.
Yeah.
But I just want to be better. You know, I'm like, I just, as the dad, just making sure that, like, they're, you know.
But I feel like y'all, as in John and Amy, y'all, like, do things that I'm like, oh, I would never do that. Like, i.e. take your children to Australia for a month.
Yeah, no joke.
And like, go to California and
but those are all selfish reasons. Those are like
Disneyland.
They don't know that. That's the beauty of kids, true. Man. They're like, as long as you took us to Australia? Yeah. And
but
we
y'all,
just
like,
sacrificed.
Literally, I think to myself a lot, like, about going places and doing things. I'm like, oh, it just seems so hard. And y'all are like, yeah, we just did it. The, like, 15-hour flight. We just did it. I'm like,
well, can we just remind you of your week last week when you took all three of your kids down to the Gulf?
Well, that was not
that like
8 hours.
15 hours in the car.
And then also just being here alone and just the burden of being the
How
dad
did you
who,
do that?
Well,
yeah.
I don't want, again, let's don't
yeah.
pull it this
they're,
way.
They're tough and
it's hard
opposite,
to sleep
but,
when
but
there's
equal
so many.
Ways.
People gone and it's so quiet and you're so interrupted.
Do whatever you want whenever
thing is playing with them. Like I always feel like I didn't play with them enough.
You
like at
say
the
that
end
too.
Of the day.
Yeah, and he and I can speak because I watch him. You play with him them so well.
Yeah, I was gonna
every
say.
Day you sit down.
I think some days are better than others. I think overall I do play with them a lot.
You do.
And I don't know why I feel that, but I feel this like constant steady sort of guilt like I didn't play with them enough you know I don't know why that is.
I actually have a hard time, like I can play babies for like 15 minutes and then I'm like oh I cannot change this outfit again.
That's
like,
so frustrating too because I can I'm always like come on just 5 more minutes and she's like no this is ridiculous.
How the kids are gonna be home soon.
Yeah it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that I
I'm the
I don't
same.
I mean I have a lot of struggles as a parent that to me is the top.
Yeah.
Like, it's getting better because with Ben being 7 now, like, he wants to do athletic things, which is more fun.
Yeah.
But, man. And
but even Sammy, like, the marble game's fun.
Marble
like,
game is fun.
I can play some stuff that I enjoy, but the stuff that I don't
Moses.
Enjoy.
Right.
Like, that I'm is, glad we're not into Barbies. Like, Luca is.
And she's just in the bathtub.
That noise.
Just.
Y'all,
oh, the
even,
bathtub is the worst because the hair gets wet and then it starts flying everywhere and, like. That is one thing where like you see commercials of bath time and
fun.
Stuff and they're having so much fun. And I never thought I would be so not fun when it comes to bath time.
I'm swimming like, in the lake. I'm swimming in the lake. Oh, this lake is so nice. Daddy.
Well, and Luca likes to script everything.
She says,
she'll
say.
Tell you what you say.
Oh,
I've
my
never
gosh.
Seen a mermaid before.
Yeah, but she's like, hold it.
Okay,
hold
now
it, like
mommy's saying, I've never seen a mermaid before.
I'm gonna. And someday our kids may listen to this podcast and they'll be like crying and be like, I knew it. He didn't do it. He's a liar. But I can't say this enough. I am just gonna pay for the counseling for me not playing with them as much as they wanted me to. Because I don't know the end of myself. As well as I know that end of myself. Like, I'm like, Daddy, come play. I'm like, oh my God. Okay, what are we going to play? I don't know. Let's just, Xana, sweet Xana. And she never asked me, thank goodness. But in the few moments, she does, like, come play dolls.
She's
I'm like,
already grieved.
Right now? Yeah. What? Let they're napping, aren't they? Oh my God, they're napping. I just remembered. And she'd be like, oh, they're napping. I'm like, yeah, and they need to nap for 3 hours. Don't wake them up.
But you're but good about, so like, good. Sammy's now wanting to play air hockey all the time.
Yeah.
So you play that with
yeah.
him.
And again, but those are things that, you know,
you
it's
can
a,
do.
It's easy. It's fun. It's like, I hate to say it, but it's fun for you too. You're like, oh, I can do this.
But that's okay, right?
Yeah.
My thing is I just don't know how long it's going to last.
Oh, yeah. It's like, if you tell me 10
because
minutes,
if we play Candyland properly, there's a beginning and an end. Livy's version of Candyland has no end.
Yeah, you're still playing
the
right now.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, from yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but for us, game board activities last for like 3 minutes. So if they want to play like Connect Four or something like that, I'm like, okay, because I know they'll get tired of it in 5 minutes.
Right. That's true.
Do y'all feel with y'all's kids, Annie and I've talked about this, but do y'all feel like y'all's kids have got it better than y'all's did? And is that a purposeful thing?
Mm.
One of the things that I think about every single day is, and I want to be careful how I say this because I had a great upbringing, but I feel like we never went to Target on a regular basis and I just got a toy. Like, that did not happen. I feel like my parents did a great job, and whether this was like because we financially couldn't do it or whether it was just a conscious decision to restrain, either way, I'm grateful for it. I didn't get stuff that I wanted on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I regularly did not have the thing that I wanted, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
And I feel like our kids, we buy them so much stuff, but I didn't think about, as a dad, I want, if we've got like a free afternoon or whatever, I want to take Livy to go get whatever, a thing, or let's go get a cookie because there's a cookie place right down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I use it as, I just bribe my children as much as possible.
Y'all do a lot of bribing.
Oh, we do all the time.
I'm all about that. But I will say, but in your defense, y'all didn't buy the Power Wheels for Christmas. So.
Thank you, Amy.
That's true.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, in that, if I'm honest,
don't be honest. Just say thank you.
We only didn't buy it because I can see the Power Wheel thing on day one. Awesome. Just great. And then I can see it on March 12th, and it's covered in nasty. There's water in it because we don't have a garage or place to put it. And it won't start, and so then I have to figure out, why won't it start? Does it need a new battery?
But y'all
battery
keep it because Santa loves it. Like, listen, Santa vibes.
But it could end up at the cabin. Our one at the cabin, it gets nasty and dirty. It still works.
Well, it's there. It exists. So we don't need one.
You can just go use it.
Just go to your cabin.
Go to the cabin.
We didn't even have to tell you that we're going.
Yeah, it's true.
I do feel like Christmas this year with us, I was like, I'm a little ashamed by this, how much stuff. And it wasn't necessarily our fault entirely because you have grandparents. And,
right.
But it does feel like I just didn't grow up like that. I didn't grow up where, like, I mean, I bet our kids got 15 gifts each, 20. I mean, I was 5 to 7, mm-hmm. and it was like, that was a good Christmas. Mm-hmm. So I think there is something to sort of like, and I think a lot of things affect that. I think Amazon, the fact that you can order anything and get it at any time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like when you grew up in an 8,000 person town in Mississippi, you were limited to literally what Walmart carried. Mm-hmm. Or when we went to Jackson where Annie lived and, you know, went to stores there. But, you know, it just was different. So now it's like.
If you have a money budget, mm-hmm. say that. Our girls like cheap LOLs. I mean, that's 10.
I know. Yeah. I think the older they get, the less gifts they get.
I do too.
Because they want more expensive stuff.
Yeah. But it is tough. I definitely feel like, I do feel like they, I mean, you know, just living in Nashville growing up is such a different thing than where I grew up and where Annie grew up. So it's like their experience. You know, like
Luca said the other day, I said, we're going to start cleaning up some stuff and let's give some toys to kids who don't have any toys. Great, great. She's like, yeah, get rid of that. And I'm like, are you sure you want to get rid of that? Oh yeah, I'll just get a new one. I mean, totally missing the point. Like, no, we're not getting new ones. Like, we're going to give. Like, we're going to give.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get a new one.
Like, no, this is supposed to be a sacrifice, Luca.
Yeah. She's missing the point.
It will be hard until I get it again. I will really miss it.
That is the sacrifice.
Isn't that what you mean?
She's like, because even if we do Prime, it'll be 48 hours to get that new shipment in.
And those 48 hours.
Those 48 hours.
Tiny.
That is the gift. You know.
It keeps giving. With y'all, if there was one mommy duty, so I mean, you know, we have our oldest is 7, mm-hmm. you know, y'all's 6. 6?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's 6 now. That you didn't have to do again.
Okay.
Like ever again?
Ever again. Like the one mommy duty, what would it be?
Can you group bath time and bedtime together?
Yeah.
I'm going to let that play, actually. I'm going to let that play. That plays. Yeah. Would that be yours, babe?
That'd be great if I never had to do that again.
I would love just to go kiss them. They're already like in bed.
Yeah,
and, yeah, and they like, say, thank you, mommy. I love you. Good night.
Good night. I'll see you in the morning. And then sleep.
That's good.
That's what I would want.
I love that's even over. I mean, y'all are out of diapers, really, but I mean,
I thought you were going to say like brushing Lucas' hair or something.
That's gotten better. Man. Just because, again, we've caved and it's like better. You can watch the phone while I brush your hair. And okay. So, like, yeah. Even some days we're like not doing a brush and she's fine.
Yeah.
But the bathroom thing is annoying. I'm ready for them to be doing all that by themselves, wiping and all
that's
that.
That's true. Yeah. We're not quite out of that.
We've got, I mean, Sam's too. I mean, we still got like a lot of that. I forget that sometimes. But yeah. It feels when you've had three, it doesn't, I mean, it's like when, it's like, I don't know. It's just like we do it.
Yeah.
Right.
We've done
right.
it so much at this right. point.
You it's just like, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, bedtime for sure, Uni.
Bedtime. I mean, it can last like, some nights it is as easy as like, night-night.
Right.
See you tomorrow. But then most nights it's like.
The lowest part of my day.
Yeah.
Because you don't know whether you will have a night that night.
Right.
If we're running a little bit late, which I feel like this is something you guys are really good about, like 6 o'clock or whatever it is, it's bedtime.
Like we're peace starting, out, guys. We're going to bed.
We're doing we're doing
baths and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we, you know, if it's like ideally, we would have them in bed and it's 7 o'clock and we go downstairs. But some, you know, if we're running a little bit late and then. They could be up for an hour and a half. They could come down 7 times. They, you know, yeah, it's just the worst.
We get Annie. This is one thing that is probably bad that I like. We are alike in. Annie and I have a threshold with that. That it's like when we are done with it, we are both done with it. There's not like neither one of us is more gracious than the other.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Oh, right.
And we just kind of come in and go, we're going to. Sell you to the highest bidder if you come downstairs one more time. And I think they go, they aren't kidding. And we're just like, we're done with this. And will they be in counseling? For sure. I mean,
sure,
there's going to be things.
We're not thinking about tomorrow. We're thinking about tonight.
Yeah.
Do your kids go down like angels if you have a babysitter?
Mm-mm. No.
No?
They don't. I mean, I'm sure y'all don't either. They don't fuss. They don't. But they will just stay up until midnight. I mean, like, come downstairs and like.
See, ours tend to be better with babysitters. Like, bedtime is awful for us. We'll get a babysitter, and 9 times out of 10, they'll be like, "No, I never heard them. They never came down." So, what I was gonna propose, which seems like it won't work now, we just every Slash. Night at 6:30, we go across the street, put each other's kids to bed.
I just remember you telling me about Luca and how you would have to sleep, like lay down with her every night. And I thought, there's not money in the world that would get me to do that.
I mean, there was a phase.
Y'all had to like bribe her out of that phase.
It was so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've gone through probably 2016, the spring of 2016, when I was on the road, Amy would have to like hold the door. Shut as Luca's trying to like get out
banging
for the 11th
door.
Time. She's screaming. Ugh.
I'm
that's
crying.
Dark. That is just like that
but,
part.
But now, like, if anyone's listening and you don't have kids, she doesn't do that anymore.
She doesn't do it anymore.
Yeah, she's grieved that.
Yeah.
She's died that little death. And now everybody's better for it.
And she doesn't sleep on the floor anymore, you know.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
It's a hard going through.
It's just, you just don't know how long anything is going to last.
Yeah.
Whether
that's
it's
a good
like,
word.
Hey, play dolls with me right now, or, you know,
sleeping
her
in
coming
room.
Down in the middle of the night, sleeping next to
There's
her.
There's a season
bed.
For everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just don't know how long the season will be.
Right. And it's different for every kid. So, Ben could have done it for 2 weeks.
And, right. And it could be different for Luca and Livy.
And Zana. Same family. Yeah.
Okay. A couple more questions for you. If you could, this is kind of crazy, but if you could time travel back to like before, you know, like before you had Luca, before you had Ben, and tell yourself like one or two things, like you just kind of wake, you know, like you time travel, pop, there you are standing there pregnant. And you're like, I got a minute and I can tell you whatever in a minute. What would you tell younger pre-kids versions of yourselves that would be helpful to your to the kidded version of yourself?
I would say you and John are going to fight more. when you have kids. You are never going to sleep, like everyone says. You are going to be bummed that you can't. Like, if you have a day to yourself, you can only pick one, or an outing, one thing that you want to do. Whereas right now, you can go coffee, you can go to the mall, you can go to Target, you can go to the grocery, and then you and John can go on a date. But when you have kids, you can pick one thing to do.
Yeah.
For that day.
That is the truth.
And so it's, you don't have all this extra time. And even though you're picturing, like, oh, I'll just take the baby with me, and mm-hmm. it's not as, like, glorious as that sounded before. And it's... again, to see your babies, what you've dreamt about and who they are as people, is there's nothing greater. There's and just to think, who are you going to be? Like, you're, you know, like, I love seeing what I've always pictured my babies to actually, I get to see them and talk to them and look at their faces. There's nothing better. Mm. I mean, there's so many things I would tell my...
I know, just to, like, prep. Just to prep myself? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, kind of.
I feel like one of the hardest things for me having kids or like starting to have a kid, like get into that world, was like sort of relearning how to be married in some ways. Mm-hmm. Like we went through, we had 6 years too of like kind of just not needing each other really. Like we were both pretty independent, traveled a lot, did kind of what we wanted when we wanted it. And it was awesome. It was so fun. But like once we started having kids, it was like we actually really did need each other in new ways. And like having grace for myself and you in figuring that out. I think that was, looking back on that first year, I wish I would have had more grace. Wish I would have more grace all the time, but especially then, just realizing that like we're all learning something new together, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay, real quick sidebar, because you said this. If you, so let's say there's 24 hours in a day, and suddenly you have an extra hour every day, you get a magic 25th hour. It could be any time during the day. What are you doing in that hour?
Probably sleeping.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleeping?
Maybe. Or like, I mean, wouldn't it be nice to just...
But again, that's like, just 1 hour?
Be alone.
Yeah, it's just 1 hour. That's why I'm so fascinated. It's like, what could you pull off in an hour?
Like just being alone for an hour.
Yeah.
Like going and like going to Target by yourself, mm-hmm. or Costco by yourself. Or
being in your house alone.
In your house alone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you feeling as much alone as I am?
So alone? So, okay.
Message note to self, received. Edit out answer to that question.
But it's funny though, in this stage in life, it's like you have, your mind is always thinking, how can we get some more sleep? Is there any way we can yeah. get some more sleep? And is there any time where I could just be alone?
Be alone.
Just be alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, like one of the gifts that I can give Amy is like around 5 o'clock. Apparently, it's just to not be there. Like if I can take the kids and Amy can make dinner and like pour a glass of wine and turn some music on.
Golly Moses, what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, that the hour. I wish there was an extra hour in the morning before the kids got up, where like we aren't sacrificing to wake up. Or like we just naturally wake up and we naturally
like if they
have
get
1 hour.
Like 8 or 8
that's
30.
A great. I pick that.
Yeah. Like just having like a well rested 1 hour.
Yes.
Not when you're like the alarm goes off and you're like, oh, I can get up and like sacrifice sleep to like be up before my kids. Yes. Or
that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say with moms that are listening or soon to be moms or want to be moms, you know, hopeful moms. Mm-hmm. It, you sort of said this in y'all's talking to yourself, but to the general public, do you have one thought you're like, here's the thing that would have been so cool to know then, or I think is so great about this side of it, or, you know?
Oh, I was going to say, just have no expectations and just be really easy and kind to yourself. Mm. You know, just,
I love that.
I feel like everyone's so different. And so don't compare yourself and just, you know.
I think of two things. First of all, I think find a friend or a couple of friends that like you can like learn from and that you want to be more like. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. Like Amy, is that for me?
No.
Yes.
Girl.
I like always think, I wish I could be more like Amy.
No.
You're so patient. And yeah. But really like having friends that you want to emulate, you know? And then also, I think it's really important for people before they start having kids, because we got to do this, and I literally think about it all the time, how much like fun we had, like being married and traveling and like just living, like we had a great marriage.
If you can
marriage.
Do that.
Yes. Do if you that. Can like, even if you don't have the time to do it, just take a weekend and go do something, like go on a trip or go do something like in your own city that you haven't done before. Just get out and make memories together, because it's just going to be so different once you do have kids. Yeah.
And you'll dream about those times and talk about those times and go back and yeah, I agree.
Making memories, I think, is really
the two of
important.
You.
So last question. What do you hope, what do you want your kids to say at your funeral?
This is always, we ask this on every podcast, and it's always my favorite question.
I don't know. I feel like I need to think about that for like a lot longer
than
this time.
We don't have time for that, Annie.
Okay, so one of the things I really like am committed to, and I, you know, try to remind myself to do with my children, is to apologize. Like, I hope they know that, like, there is a level of humility in knowing that I don't know all the right answers, or I'm not always right, or even if I screw up, that I'm like able to say I'm sorry, and they can learn from that, hopefully. I don't know.
That's a good one. I hope they say I felt so extremely loved by my mom. Like, whenever I walked in the door, I knew that she was ecstatic to see me, and that I love them for who they are, their core of who they are, and they could always be themselves, and I was their biggest fan. I want them to say she was crazy in love with my dad, and she loved Jesus with her whole heart. That's what I want them to say.
I love that.
And that I want them to think that each of them are my favorite. I have a friend who thinks that, like, oh, every child thinks I'm the favorite of the family. And I'm like, oh, what did they do? I know I'm mom's favorite. No, I'm mom's favorite. Because they're all my favorite.
That's the mom, maybe the mom just told all of them that
they were their favorite.
It's easy to do. You just tell them.
Just tell them.
You slip them a note.
Yeah. Don't tell your sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then at the funeral, they're like, Mom.
Oh, Mom.
Mom.
Then they hate me.
So, you know, I recorded this early, and I wanted to clear this up. Both of you are my favorite.
Okay. You both have gifts.
Oh my gosh, you both have gifts. You're wonderful.
But let's just say how great you guys are as dads.
You.
Not when you're together talking and you have to watch the kids. You're not great at that. But when you're alone at the house with us, you're so good.
I feel like, if I can be honest, and now that I've thought about it a little more, I think my most embarrassing moment was actually at y'all's place when someone walked in the front yard. We were having a hang with all of y'all.
Oh, my gosh.
And somebody walked in with Sam and said, there was a neighbor we didn't know. This is a joke. This didn't really happen, but it did. But somebody
was like, did it really happen?
I think so, right?
Wasn't it at our house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody, like Sam or one of our
kids. Someone walked in with Sam that you didn't know?
Like around the side of the house. Like, hey, is this one of y'all's? And I was like, yes. Funny guy. He loves to, he's being disciplined.
Can't believe you're telling us this.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to tell the yellow marker story.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good story.
I don't even know what that is. Like, one is a story of neglect. I don't even know what my story is. The short version, for the sake of time, because we have to go pick Livy up at school, is just Livy and I at the house. I'm standing in the kitchen. She's down at the fireplace that's painted white as snow. And she's just playing. And she's like, the way she's sitting with, like, on her knees, her cute little fat feet are right under. And I'm taking pictures of her. She's so cute. And then
I get home.
Hours
How was
later,
it?
Amy comes home and she's like, I was like, oh, Livy just played by herself down there. It was, look at these pictures. She's so adorable. And then later, Amy's like, oh no, who colored all over the fireplace in yellow highlighter? And then I go back to the picture and I'm like, oh, that's a highlighter in her hand.
Oh.
She was just literally, and she must be like, well, Dad's cool with this. He's taking pictures of me. I'm just going to paint this whole thing.
I love that.
Well,
I can't believe someone, a neighbor that we don't know, brought our child.
Yeah, I just remember, like, the first move, John and I, because we are so in sync with this as friends and neighbors, we both looked inside at the same time to make sure y'all didn't see it. Because it was like, hey, just found this little guy two blocks down playing with a pit bull. And I was like, what? And I think that's a snake he's holding. And I'm like, oh my God, like, come here. What is he? You know, and the neighbor's like, all right. And, you know, John and I literally were like, look inside. We're like, he's like, you're good. I'm like, okay.
That is such a unifying dad scenario.
I mean, we were ride or die at that moment. Yeah. It was like, I'm with you. You are not alone.
We've talked about when, like, we're at the park and some kid falls and, like, the dad's, like, texting.
And then hey, buddy, what are you? And then you get mad at the kid. Why are you falling? Get up, bud.
Why are you falling during Dad's email time?
Come on. We're at the park. This is not the place to fall.
I feel like we could do a whole another like podcast episode on stories about y'all. Because really, when you get together, your dad, like, you
radar.
Know, no, just like,
shuts off.
It just plummets.
I
have come
times.
To accept, I just, and I fought it for a while.
Yeah, you did.
I just don't, I don't have the skills. I can't watch, I can maybe watch one child and have a conversation.
No, I think you can, sweetie.
I'm still fighting it.
Annie got to where we would before, like even with y'all's house for a long time, she'd be like, hey, would you just pay attention? That was all she'd say. I'd be like, to what? She's like, really anything. I'll take the kids, me, a meal, just one thing.
I can like picture us at the park. Yeah. They're watching. We're talking like, oh, we can't talk. We got it. They're supposed to be watching the kids, but they're not. We need to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank y'all. Okay. Thanks for taking a tour through Dadville. Yes. Momville.
We love you guys.
We love you guys.
Arguably, we love you more than any other guests that we've had on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for sure. Tomlin was great.
Tomlin's up there.
Tomlin was really good, though. Yeah. But we do love all of us.
Thanks. We're proud of you guys. Killing it.
All you wonderful, beautiful, kind people, thank you so much for listening to the episode.
If you have a second, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and write a review.
Unless it's bad.
Because that stuff really does matter.
And please follow us on socials. You can find us everywhere at Dadville Podcast.
Also, you can follow us each at Dave Barnes Music and at John McLaughlin to find out more about our music.
Thanks for listening. Dadville.